Well, we got a little bit of a, this is a better piece of news here. And matter of fact, it's about our first guest. You know, the last week we, or a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Microsoft and their plan to try to connect rural America in particular
with white space,
with and using the white spaces, et cetera. But the bottom line was that trying to make an impact on rural America with broadband. And how hard that has been. Well, we have with us, by the way, right now, we're going to be talking with him a little further in just a moment, Stu Johnson. He's the Vice President of Digital Works. Stu, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
I'm glad to be on.
Yeah, you folks just had a big celebration in a little town. And for us, this is important because it represented the contact, the connection between broadband internet and Newaygo, Michigan, just a little bit north of Grand Rapids.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great location. It's a great town. Digital Works is a program of Connected Nation, and our mission is to advocate for broadband access, adoption, and use. So, on the access side, we do broadband mapping for the state of Michigan and some other states around the nation, and USAC and some other federal governments, and then we get involved in research and data to look for barriers to adoption. So we got into training. And then we found that a lot of the people that came to our training were job seekers. So we thought, wouldn't it be great if we had a jobs component? And it just so happens the fastest growing segment of the workforce is the teleworker, the solopreneur, the non-traditional worker. So we've partnered with about 70 employers, and we've been working with Newaygo for quite some time. There's some seasonal work demand up there where people don't have a lot of opportunities, and we're hoping to fill that gap with a wonderful center and a wonderful community. And we got our first class done, and that's when we don't have an opening until we have people cashing paychecks.
Yeah.
Because we're not really a training center, we're a work center. So we had that last week, and it was terrific.
That's fantastic. Now, you were at a place called The Stream. Well, what is The Stream?
Yeah, it's a great story. Newaygo had a historic hotel, and it burnt down. And the community leaders, wanted to create a showcase for the town there, and they built an absolute beautiful building. It has some retail, other things there.
Fantastic. Stu, I tell you what, hang on a second. I want to hear the rest of the story of The Stream.
Okay.
That sounds really fantastic. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Stu Johnson, who's the Vice President of Digital Works. You know, guys, we talk about, like, when Microsoft was on, we were talking about the white spaces, the TV and things like that, making things happen in rural areas of our country.
Right. I mean, we used to have the M5 project and then the Michigan Broadband Authority.
Right.
And then everything just sort of, after a year or two, there's nothing. You don't hear anything.
What I loved when I saw this news about what was going on in Newaygo, Michigan was, this is it. This is something practical that's happening here. And that's why I wanted our audience to hear about it, because I think it's exciting that this kind of thing is happening. And we're talking with, by the way, today, Stu Johnson. He is the Vice President of Digital Works. Why don't you explain what Digital Works is and how it connects with Connected Nation?
Sure. So we are a program, just like, the YMCA has health clubs. So we are a program within Digital Works that helps visualize our message, because there's no greater impact than when you can have somebody that doesn't have access to internet and therefore probably doesn't have a computer and therefore probably doesn't know how to use one.
Mm-hmm.
And after 4 weeks with us, they're earning a paycheck by that very same technology.
I love it. And that's what's happening basically in Newaygo, right, with this project that you put on and you celebrated this last week.
Absolutely. It's great. And, it's a co-working center. We partnered with the city of Newaygo, and they have a wonderful facility. But co-working spaces are great in Detroit and Grand Rapids, opening every day. But in the rural areas or in blighted urban areas like Flint, they don't work because they don't create the demand. So we create the demand to fill the co-working space. And then more importantly, we create the ecosystem to keep those people employed and mentorship, additional training so that they can advance their career. So by default, it's wonderful. If there's no opportunities in that particular rural area, we can bring companies like Microsoft, Apple, U-Haul, Allstate. I mean, premium companies that are dying to find people that can work from home, that have the skills and the technology and the facilities in this case. But it's also by design. We see a lot of millennials. I mean, imagine if you could do your job from wherever you wanted, you may or may not be. You might be down in Florida, you know.
Yeah, like Gary.
or you down in Florida in the winter and up here in the summer, because there's no better place to be than Michigan in the summer.
And that's the best part is it's
out there.
Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, and the best part is you could drive down 75, I-75, and still be connected.
Exactly. But, you know, as you said, it doesn't work without broadband.
Yes.
Now, we have some employers that, quite frankly, you could probably do the work on a wireless connection. But when you get into, we have gaming counselors. You guys were talking about gaming.
Yeah.
If you're going to work for Microsoft and be a gaming counselor, you need a minimum of 5 meg committed upload speed and about 20 meg down. And unless you're in a Google city, that just isn't available in a residential package. So until we get more and more robust broadband, it's going to be a challenge. Now, again, Nuevo has the opportunity that people can work from that center with that fiber connection. And if we get them an employer that they qualify for to work at home, that's great. But until we have more coverage, those people are going to be on the wrong side of the divide.
Gary, go ahead.
So now are you working with other economic development organizations? I know Right Place is there in Grand Rapids, and there's a number of other small business development centers and SCORE locations. Are you working with any of the other agencies?
Yeah, we are in 6 states right now, soon to be 8, knock on wood. And, you know, it started out really kind of as a workforce program kind of feel. And given the way our current workforce programs are structured, telework doesn't fit in there real good. So it truly is more of an economic development play. It's creating jobs from, you know, platinum employers and bringing them to your community and creating, you know, payroll revenue. The one of the challenges with economic development is it doesn't create any real estate value. It doesn't create investment into the community with, you know, parking lots and smokestacks. And so it's a little bit less attractive than, you know, getting a factory. But, you know, we're in a community, and I won't mention the community. I don't want to embarrass them. But we create a couple jobs a month, and they haven't created 10 jobs in the last 10 years.
Wow. Well, I'm just curious. So, go ahead, Gary. Sorry.
Yeah, so when you're talking about a remote workforce, do you pay attention to teaming and collaboration and helping not only the individual that's remote, but companies that want to manage that remote workforce? Are there programs around something like that?
Yeah, we get involved, and really it's, we aren't a school or anything like that. That's another challenge we have, is we're kind of hard to define, but we don't build programs unless they're employer designed. So, you know, for example, I'm working on a contract with a company that's looking for 10 teleworkers immediately, and then 3 or 4 a month. And I'll understand what are they looking for us to do. You know, what are the skills that are required, or their assessments that we can provide to make them presentable? Do they want us to provide ongoing management, ongoing training? Would they like to use our facilities to do video conferencing? Do they want us to train? You know, some of the jobs are 1099. Should we provide some accounting and legal counseling and some other wraparound services? Because really, again, the system doesn't work without that ecosystem on the back end.
Yep.
Because that's why the companies have such a hard time with retention right now, is it's a lonely job. It's a lonely job by design.
Yeah,
some people can aspire to that. Other ones need that social interaction, and we try to provide that.
Stu Johnson is our guest here. He's a vice president of Digital Works, which is Connected Nation, which is part of a nationwide effort to connect communities through broadband to the internet. What is your reaction to, or your comment about, Microsoft's announcements this past week about using the TV white band segment to help to extend, along with other things, to make a significant impact into rural America? Really connect those 23 million some odd people out there?
Yeah. Well, there's no question it's an extremely powerful spectrum. You know, and it's been around. I mean, it's been around. There's been talk. There's obviously the equipment involved, the radios have been extremely expensive, and then you've got the regulatory issues behind the licensure of that spectrum. So it's going to take some work, but the prices are coming down. There's no, you know, the power of that spectrum to penetrate it would far exceed what we have now.
Yeah.
So I am absolutely all for it. I think it takes the private-public partnership as Microsoft is presenting. Also, you know, Microsoft's talking about doing training and some other things that go mm-hmm. along with it, because mm-hmm. technology in and of itself doesn't solve anything. Technology doesn't disrupt. People disrupt. So if you send that spectrum out and nobody has to use it, I don't care how sexy your gaming is or your applications are, they're going to fail. So you've got to develop that adoption and use on the other side. So there'll be some regulatory issues. I know some of the owners of that spectrum will be reluctant,
yep.
even though they could certainly use the revenue, because most of those people are watching, you know, through cable anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of exciting things. You know, satellites getting better. There's a lot of exciting things. But my challenge with any technology is, regardless of the technology, they are still going to be deployed where that provider can get the highest ROI.
Return on investment, exactly.
So if 5G comes out, I'm telling you, 5G is going to be in Chicago before it's in Nuevo. I mean,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
If it was technology, everybody would have DSL by now. You're still going to have the problem of coverage and consumption against that investment.
Yeah, Stu, maybe a final question for you. How is Nuevo reacting to what you guys have done there? What's it done for them?
It's been real positive, but I tell you, you know, it doesn't gain momentum until people start cashing checks. It's hard to understand. Some people think work at home is a scam. They don't understand it, and a lot of the folks we're trying to serve, you know, they won't respond to a postcard or a billboard, but they'll respond to their cousin cashing a $700 check.
That's right. Stu Johnson, thanks so much for being with us. Good to have you on, Unit Advisor.